Construction on the Loop 202 South Mountain Freeway continues, but opponents are hopeful a pending court case could still stop the project. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals late last month heard arguments in that case. Critics are hoping for a ruling by the end of the year. Pat Lawless is one of them. She's president of the group Protect Arizona's Resources and Children, or PARC, and says since work on the freeway has started, the impacts have been worse than she'd thought. She says the best-case scenario for her would be for the court to order the State Transportation Department to put the areas affected back the way they were as best it can.
I think there would have to be probably many months of work done to leave things in a reasonable state rather than to leave them as they are now.
Lawless doesn't believe the freeway is even needed, but that's not the opinion of ADOT. Dustin Krugel is with the agency.
We've worked closely with area stakeholders to plan a South Mountain Freeway project that not only meets the strictest environmental standards, but also addresses one of the most critical transportation needs in the valley.
Krugel says the firm building the freeway is taking every step it can to minimize the construction's impact on the area and the people living there, but he acknowledges the work is not easy to live with.
There are a lot of impacts, but we are committed to mitigating those impacts and try to make it a little bit easier on the public. But we are committed to, building this freeway as soon as possible so we can get done with those impacts, and then motorists can start to reap the benefits of this new freeway.
But some critics are still hopeful the freeway will not ultimately be built and that South Mountain will not be disturbed. PARC's Pat Lawless says that would have to come from the court. She believes this pending ruling will be the end of the road. But Andrew Pedro disagrees. He's been fighting against the freeway for the past several years and is a member of the Gila River Indian community. He says even if the court rules against freeway opponents, he'll keep fighting.
I guess from an outsider's point of view, there's an end to this. The freeway's the end. That was the issue here. And since it's there, then okay, it's over. But for us, that's not the case. These things never end because these are a part of our lives.
Pedro says opponents are going to do whatever they feel they need to do. He says when someone's attacked, the first thought is to help and defend them in any way you can. He says, though, in this case, he's not entirely sure what form that might take.
It could mean plenty of things. It could mean occupation. It could mean direct action. It could mean more protests.
If the court rules in ADOT's favor, as previous courts have, the agency expects to have the 22-mile freeway finished in late 2019.